a pleasure to get to watch some basketball with you. And in a regional final game, which we've been doing quite a few of these the last handful of years.
Never want to stop, do we?
No. It's this wonderful time of year.
So the Royals and the Rockets are underway in the tip controlled by Anna Schooley to Vollert. Left-hand side, Sarah Shaw takes it to the basket. Little bump. We play on. Rebound is secured by Moldenhauer for the Rockets.
Token could pressure right there. Get right to it.
There could have been a foul there, but I'm glad they didn't call it because we want him to play on. Sarah Shaw just picks the pocket that time of Grieger and puts it in for the first two of the ball game. So Sarah Shaw picking up right where she left off last night. We'll see how the Rockets handle this pressure. Not sure if they've seen much pressure this year. Didn't get to see a whole lot of video of them last night, but did get a chance to watch a little bit getting ready for tonight's game.
I actually watched quite a bit. I left it run on my phone as I fell asleep, so I mean it ran all night when I was sleeping.
So it's embedded in your brain.
Yes.
Moldenhauer turning the edge against Addy Vollert, goes on top into the hands of Sadowski, goes to the left wing, picks up her dribble, Schooley on her. Royals playing man-to-man on this possession for the Rockets and playing good man-to-man defense. Good crowd from both sides as we almost got ourselves a packed gymnasium here at Assumption High School tonight.
Love seeing it.
Vander Galen with the dribble, comes to the right side, almost drag the pivot foot. Jumper, three ball on the way, that's a little bit short, and the rebound to Sarah Shaw. And the Royals with the 2-0 lead out on front. There goes Schooley to the basket, gets it partially blocked, rebound on the left side. Put it up and put it down. I believe that was Addy Vollert.
Yes, sir. That was Addy. Great job by Addy being right there. Perfect spot. Put it back up. The Rockets couldn't answer.
Yeah, a lot of bodies between me and the shot there. And there we almost had a little drag of the pivot foot, but we play on. 4-0 Royals. Just played a minute and 35 thus far to the basket. Lay it up and lay it in. Nice move that time by Maya Moldenhauer, the 5'8 senior. Gets the first two for the Rockets.
If I remember right, she was a big part of that state championship team that beat the Royals back, what, 3 years ago now? 2 years ago.
Time goes fast, right?
Yes, it does.
So, ball on the top of the wheel. Claire Nelson with it there. Just pounds the pavement one time before going to Vollert on the right wing. Jake Linsky pops out. Talked with Coach Klein about the pressure she feels. And they saw him playing a little man or zone defense, but now they're playing man-to-man as Schooley goes inside, off the glass, and it rolls in. Nice move and basket by Anna Schooley over the much taller Grieger there. And it's 6-2 Royals. So one time they did not handle the pressure well, one time they did. We'll see what they do on time number three. Right now they're going to cross the 10-second line, so they break the press. But as you know, that can wear on you as the game goes along.
Yes, it can.
A lot of dribbling right now by Miedema. She's a little tough little runner, and I think they might get Jordan Jake Linsky on the arm that time. That was a good call.
Yeah, it was.
Too much contact there for Jordan, it'll be her first. That's the first one of the night.
I was going to touch back on that, you know, seeing time slipping by. Some would say, like Steve Miller, time keeps on slipping into the future. And it definitely is. I mean, it just seems like yesterday we were watching these guys at the Cranberry Classic.
Miedema with the first free throw up and good. Second one on the way. That looks like it's going to be short, and it is off to the right. Schooley high in the air to get the rebound. And it's 6-3 Royals as Sarah Shaw streaks it into the forecourt, goes between the rings, now goes right side Vollert. Vollert ball above her head to Schooley. Anna with the ball above her head as well. Shaw pops out. She's on the left wing. She bounces it three times before leaving the dribble. Vollert backdoor pass to Shaw off the glass.
Oh.
Underlaid it. Sarah's not pleased with herself.
Layups are hard, as Coach Klein always says.
And here's the press break now. Fast up ahead. And Schooley just goes back and cuts in front of Sadowski and gets the steal. Turnover number two now on the Rockets. Again, the pressure and the speed, something that's hard to emulate in practice. Here goes Schooley on the baseline, double team down low, picks up the dribble, goes across the bottom, and can't get control of it was Vander Galen as she dribbled it out of bounds. So the Royals will still have it underneath the basket as we see it, the left side of that hoop.
I mean, she got control, but her foot was on the line. So, I mean, well played, just couldn't handle it.
Jaglinski, a nice play out of bounds, and Schooley can't finish it. She ran the little crossover on the bottom, it just couldn't get it done, and now here comes Vander Galen out the other way, put it up, overlays it, rebound to Vollert. She's looking up ahead to see if she can find somebody to pass it to. Nobody's up ahead towards the rim, so she'll slow it up a little bit and give it to Shaw on the left-hand side. 14-17 to go here in half number one, 6-3 Assumption. Ball on the left wing. Schooley with it. She works her way against Grieger, put it up, and this time doesn't get it, gets her own rebound, put it up again, short. And the rebound out this time over to Shaw. She'll put it up at the bottom of the backboard, gets her own rebound. Royals with about four straight offensive rebounds here. Look at underneath the Shaw nice. From the right side. That one she'll finish. Just a good assist that time. Found Sarah Shaw. Just a matter of 3 feet closer, but that was all the difference she needed, and it's 8-3 Royals.
Tenacious, no quit, no giving up.
Shaw gets a hand on it. She pokes it away momentarily. Pass up ahead to Krieger. And it's now in the hands of Sadowski. She'll try to go baseline, cut off by Schooley. She's right below us and leaves it for Moldenhauer.
They like going to that baseline.
Here goes Maya with the left hand off the rim, too hard, and the rebound secured by Claire Nelson. Look out from behind Addie Vollert. Up ahead to Jay Glinski. She's on the right side, looking tough pass to Schooley. She gets shoved from behind. And Logan Grieger, the 5'11 senior, picks up her first personal.
That's just a tough spot for her to be in. I mean, she makes contact. It's a foul. She doesn't make any contact. That's an easy reception and a layup opportunity. So that's kind of a foul you got to make.
Got to pick and choose your fouls sometimes, yeah. And that was a good one.
Right.
Are they just nice pass
wow.
down low. They snuck it in to Claire Nelson, who gave it right back to Addie Vollert coming in from out of bounds, and she lays it in, and Royals on top 10-3. Sometimes that game just gets so quick on you, doesn't it?
Yes.
You can just see right now they look like they're just kind of in fast-paced mode, and I don't know if they want to play this fast.
No.
Moldenhauer way behind the arc, lets it fly and leaves it short. And sometimes that's something that'll happen as Schooley steps in front of a Grieger intended pass and that's turnover number three. You start getting sped up, Michael, and the next thing you know, you're shooting threes from about 5 feet beyond the arc from probably outside your range.
Right, and that's just that they talk about it in football, the quarterback's mental clock ticking, 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 and they rush things. That's kind of what we're starting to see happen to Randolph. I'm thinking coach might want to think about a timeout soon, trying to reset things.
They get it over to Schooley. She turns the edge. She goes up the layup, and she puts it in.
And
I think right here is the T.O., baby. The Royals 12-3, a 30-second timeout for Coach Kaufman. We're back with more from Assumption right after this.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
WIRI Nakusa.
Well, if you're a Royal player, coach, and fan, you got to like what start happened just moments ago as the Assumption Royals at the 12:25 mark jump out to a 12-3 advantage. And early on, the pressure being a little bit too much for the Rockets to handle. We'll see if they can settle it down here a little bit, and that's why, of course, Coach Kaufman took the TO to do just that. Left baseline, 15-footer, that's short. There's Anna Schooley with a rebound again. Leaves it for Jay Glinski, who takes it up the left side of the court, right past the scorer's table. Ballard thought about trying to go backdoor that time. They left her a lane wide open. She put it up. Hoop and harm for Addie Vollert. She's got six. Looking for number seven. And all Coach Kaufman can do is stand with his hands on his hips.
This place is getting ready to go a little bananas here. If they hit a big three coming up, if any of these girls can, you know it's happening. It's going to happen soon.
Ballard's free throw rattles out, and the rebound into the hands of Grieger. 14-3, Royals by 11 with 11:57 to go in the first half. Ball on the left wing, Moldenhauer underneath, put it up and in. There was one of those situations where the defense just let her have it instead of making the silly three-point play. Moldenhauer now with 4 points, and it's 14-5 Assumption. I think that was just a good idea, not to give up a foul there. She had good position. They didn't want to give up the three-point play.
Absolutely.
Vollert now, ball above her head still. Man-to-man being employed by the Rockets. And he puts it on the floor, goes between the circles with a left-hand dribble. Now left side, Sarah Shaw. Back on top, Schooley. She's going to go right down the lane again.
Oh, yeah.
Just unabated to the rack, and she'll finish it, and it's 16-5. Royals with that 11-point lead, 11-11. The 11s are crazy right now on the scoreboard. And now they're slowing it up a little bit. So I think that's one of the things that coach said. Just settle it down. And just like that, Claire Nelson gets the seal. Gets it to Sarah Shaw. Bounces it on the right-hand side.
Oh, yeah.
Lay it up and lay it in. And that was...
Vollert.
Addie Vollert, who now has 8 points. More pressure. Look out from behind. Sarah Shaw picks the pocket. Turnover number four. And it's 18-5. Royals with the basketball. Left-hand side. Jay Glinski, they're all over her. Want to make sure she doesn't get going from three-point range. But right now, they're just giving up too many easy shots inside for the Royals. And Schooley now, spin move, stop, pop, almost. Ooh. Off the bracket, no. Jump ball possession should be the Rockets, I believe.
Yeah, it would be.
We're going to get our first substitutes of the night for the Royals. Lydia Smits and Ari Cavanaugh will check in for Claire Nelson and Sarah Shaw. And we're also getting our first substitute tonight. Regan Drew is a 5'8 senior. I talked to coach. He didn't even tell me she was going to be suiting up. She wasn't on the roster, and I had to go over to the scorer's table before the ball game and check on it and found out who she was. By the way, she wants me to give her a big shout-out to her middle school coach, Dick Krieger. So,
hey, you did
there
your job.
Go. There you go, Regan.
Man of your word.
Ball on the right side. There's Vander Gillian. Good for Leah, her first two of the ball game. 18-7. We approach the 10-minute mark plus change here in half number one. Cavanaugh with the basketball. Ari, a 5'8 sophomore. Get it on top now to the hands of Lydia Smits. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have an offensive foul on an illegal screen, I think. It's going to go against Cavanaugh, I believe.
Yep, that would be 10.
First on her, second on the team. Janglinski will take a seat, be replaced once again by Sarah Shaw. 9:50 to go. Cavanaugh goes up against Miedema. Ball to the free throw line. Sadowski over to Vander Gillian. Three ball, no. Rebound, Vollert. And as soon as she gets a rebound, she goes out on the fly. Right side, Shaw gets a block.
Oh,
nice,
yeah,
block
a
that
block.
Time by Miedema. And here come the Rockets. Again, bring it up in a little bit of a hurry. Pressured over there by Vollert. Can get close to a 5-second count. She picked up her dribble, so she was fortunate that time.
Yeah, Coach Pultz on the other side put his hand up in the air, 5.
He wanted it.
Yep.
Sadowski over to Moldenhauer. She's right below us here on the baseline behind the arc. Miedema to Drews. Back over to Moldenhauer for 3. That's long, and the rebound is brought down by Sarah Shaw. Look out from behind, Sarah. Left-hand side to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh behind the arc. Thinks about the 3. Now she's going to let it fly a little bit long, and the rebound will be run down by the Rockets. Still the 11-point lead for the Royals. 8:45 to go, half one. Rockets with that basketball. And between the circles is Sadowski. Get it to Drews. Regan will pound it a couple times. Gets it partially blocked by Anna Schooley. Hands it off to Sarah Shaw as we go the other way. Feed it up ahead to Vollert, lay it up, and got there the bounce. Addie Vollert, she has 10 points. She's beating Randolph right now. 20-7.
No matter how you say it, yes, she is beating Randolph. Yes.
Cavanaugh now going against Miedema. She'll pick up her dribble to Vander Gillian, to Drews, pivots. Cavanaugh got a hand on it. Vander Gillian grabs it. 3-point, she walked. Oh, they're going to have a
offensive foul.
Yep. Thought maybe she walked, but they're going to call a foul instead.
It's going to be on Vander Gillian.
And Vander Gillian, 5'6 senior, picks up her second. She might have to take a seat.
It's a Gillian, excuse me. I can't read my own writing. I can't do my own math. I can't do anything, Randy.
We got a nice report coming up for us about Lincoln Wrestling, though.
Oh, I got that. I'm all over that.
Royals with the basketball, leading it by 13, 7-5-6. The prefect's in brilliant. Nice catch by Claire. Boy, that was tough. Cavanaugh goes around right side. Shaw tries to go baseline cut off this time, and good defense that time, forcing the first turnover, I think, tonight on the Royals.
That's first one I've got as well.
It was a triple team punch away and now picked up by Moldenhauer. Vander Gillian gets around to Grieger. Three ball on the way. Short, over the back. Yep, it's going to go against Sarah Shaw. Just good position by Moldenhauer, and she just couldn't get the ball and got called for her first personal and third team.
She knew it. She didn't agree with it, but she knew it.
So, again, to the left side of the basket as the players see it. Grieger will inbound it. Goes way out on top, and Vander Gillian will catch out there, and they'll reload the offense. Drews right side. Royals now a little 2-3 zone coming off of that out-of-bounds play.
A lot of times, like last night, I noticed how quickly they changed defenses from the 2-2-1 or a 2-1-2 and then a 2-3. They changed defenses constantly last night, so I was kind of excited to see what they would be doing tonight against Randolph, and they're doing about the same thing.
Here's a three ball on the way for the Rockets. Comes up short. Greger with the rebound. She'll put up off the glass. No. Tips it to herself. Kicks it back out on top. Vandergalien will turn the edge down the lane. Little teardrop runner. No. And the rebound to Lydia Smits, who is getting grabbed from behind. But pulls it away. Let him play on. I was just saying to somebody before the game, I'd rather see them be a little more physical than shoot 50 free throws tonight.
I do agree with you on that.
And right now, that's what we're seeing. Lydia Smits has it on the right wing, about 6 feet beyond the arc. Top to Kavanaugh. Ari goes left-hand side to Sarah Shaw. Bounce it down low. There's Claire Nelson put up. She came up just short with it. And the rebound to Drews for Randolph.
Layups are hard.
6.25 to go in the first half. 20-7 for the Royals. 13-point advantage. Vandergalien, just a freshman with the ball above her head.
She's going to be something special if she gets.
She'll be fun to watch, right?
Playing.
Little pump fake that time. Turns the corner. Kicks it back out. Three ball on the way from Moldenhauer. And it doesn't stick. The rim says no thank you, and it comes out, and Smits with the rebound for the Royals. I was just about to say they're due for a three, and I thought that was going to be it. Try to lob it underneath to Nelson, and the ball's taken away. Turnover number two on the Royals. Jake Linsky goes against Miedema, who goes behind the back with the dribble. Right side, Moldenhauer in the corner. This time Smits gets out on her to stop her from letting that three ball fly, and they take it back on top. Turn it to Drews. Free throw line. Nice look underneath the Greger for two.
Nice play.
Nice assist by Drews. Probably got that from Coach Krieger back in middle school. And now Coach Klein going to take a T.O. See if he wants a 30 or a 4.
Yeah, it's a 30. I saw the official just make the gesture.
Okay, just a 30 for the Royals. We'll take a 30 with them. Back with more from Assumption right after this.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Minutes, 26 seconds on the first half clock here from Assumption in this regional final with the Royals in the 11-point lead and the basketball. Jake Linsky will fire a three from straight away. Ooh. A little bit too long off the bracket there. Santa Schooley with the rebound. Dump it underneath. Left hand finish that time for Claire Nelson. Claire gets her first two of the night.
Good job, Clarence.
And the lead back up to 13 for the Royals. Greger in the backcourt. Got a size advantage on the Royals. And now she throws it, and Schooley punches it away from behind. They'll dump it back and forth. They go. Partially blocked. Greger gets back nicely. Schooley still gets the offensive rebound. And they go back on top to Nelson. Sarah Shaw is going to fire up a three. That's long. And the rebound going to be run down by Jay Glinski. A lot of offensive rebounds for the Royals. Wide open underneath. Claire Nelson with the left hand. Are you kidding me? She was directly underneath the basket. She put it up with her left hand, and Coach Kaufman is beside himself. He is twins. He wants a full. So do we. Back with more right after this.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mickey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Royals look like they're going to switch up the press a little bit, go with a 1-3-1 zone pressure this time. Leading at 24-9 with 4:33 to go in half number one. Sadowski cannot catch the pass from Vandergalien, and it's TO number five unofficially. What do you got, Michael?
I've got eight.
Let's go with eight. I've been so busy keeping up with the names and the players that I probably lost a few in there.
Hey, you're the play-by-play. I'm the stat guy.
There you go. That's Addie Vollert, left court, picks up her dribble, getting pressured by Greger. And now has it on the baseline to Claire Nelson. Look out, tough catch that time by Schooley. She'll go to the rack and finish it. They're just getting to the rack, I would think, Coach Kaufman saying, way too easily.
Yeah, they're finding alleyways that you could drive a truck through.
And here's a pickoff by Claire Nelson. Up ahead to Sarah Shaw with the left hand. Put it up and put it down. Off of turnover number 9. 28-9, so TOs and score are the same for Randolph.
That kind of a similar trend as last night with Fall River.
Mm-hmm. Here's Greger, goes to Sadowski, back to Greger on the baseline, back out to Sadowski. 3:33 and counting. Drews with it, goes inside, tough shot, overlays it, rebound run down in the corner by Miedema. Over to Greger, put it up, a little floater, good. Nice little shot that time by Logan Greger. She has 4. 28-11 Assumption. 3 minutes and change to go here in half one. Vollert with the dribble on top of the wheel. Goes over to Shaw. They're trying to run a backdoor lob to her, but nice defense that time by Miedema. And it didn't work and knocked out of bounds now by Greger. So keep it right in front of the Randolph bench with 3:04 to go. And the Royals up by 17.
It's impressive.
It's
very impressive.
Sarah Shaw, just as you can note in the last game and a half, makes a difference out there. She's just quick, and she gets everything going, doesn't she?
Yeah, but you can also say how deep they are because those players that come off the bench, they're strong too.
Claire Nelson with a jumper, a little long off the backboard. Yeah, just making everybody better and just having that extra body again. They were down to about 5 starters there for a while. And
yeah, 6 players total.
Mm-hmm. And there's a little ball up in the air. Guess who? Sarah Shaw. Not only did she bat it, she volleyballed it to herself, caught it, passed it up to Schooley with the left hand.
Oh,
it rolled off the rim. But the offensive rebound by Addie Vollert. 3 ball on the way, long that time. There's Sarah Shaw battling for it.
Ball on the floor.
Yeah,
though.
I think they're going to call that maybe on Moldenhauer.
I think it is.
Yep. For Maya, that'll be her first, team's 4th. So, been a pretty good clean game and balanced.
Yeah.
4 fouls on Randolph, 3 on the Royals. So,
yeah,
they've been doing a good job of sharing the wealth when it comes to fouls. There's the inbounds pass to Claire Nelson. She's double-teamed immediately, so they go back out on top to reload it to Shaw. Sarah with the ball on the right hip goes around to Jay Glinski. They just do not want to let her let a 3-ball fly, do they?
Not at all. But they're saying, okay, beat us through the paint, and they continuously are.
Mm-hmm. Schooley has it poked away. She goes to the floor, picked up by the Rockets. Greger with it. Crossover to Vandergalian. Down to the hands of Miedema. And underneath a shove. It's either going to be on Shaw or Schooley.
I think it's Schooley this time.
Yep. Hannah's first. And now both teams with 4. We're going to say on the floor, she wasn't quite in the act of shooting. With 3 ticks under 2 minutes still to go in this first half, 28-11 Royals. Drews fakes it to the baseline, goes back on top instead into the hands of Miedema. Right side, Moldenhauer. Take it with the left hand from the right wing to the top of the wheel. And leaves it into the hands of Greger. Rotate the arc. Back and forth we go. They just can't get anything on the baseline right now. Boy, look at that hustle by Claire Nelson. All the way from the low block out to the wing to get the pressure that time on Sadowski.
Absolutely. Quitting her.
Buck and a half to go. There's the lob to Drews. Go in the corner. Moldenhauer. Addie Vollert gets out on her. Miedema. Drews looking underneath baseline, and I think we're going to have
Claire.
Just kind of got tangled up a little bit that time.
No,
they're going to call that on Vollert.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Number 1 on Addie, so nobody with more than 1.
Building a picket fence out there.
Right. Moldenhauer on the inbound. Out on top to Sadowski. Drew's going to let a 3-ball fly. That's going to be wide to the left. Rebound comes down to Miedema. She put it up. No, underlaid it. And the rebound, Schooley for the Royals. There goes Vollert out on the fly. Oh, crossing over from left to right is Shaw. Catch, kiss, finish. She's got 8. 30-11. 1 minute exactly to go here in half number 1. Pressure in the back court. Miedema picks up her dribble. Goes to Moldenhauer. Sadowski up ahead beyond the arc. 3, about 3 feet or so. Dribbles it inside the paint. Guess what? Schooley picked it off. And then she kind of got a little bit ahead of herself, was afraid she was going to walk, so she quickly threw the basketball, trying to hook up with Vollert, and threw it behind Addy, and it goes into the Royal bench.
Yeah, she ran right into Sarah Shaw and that lost possession of it. That happens.
Kind of lost her footwork there a little bit.
Yeah, you're thinking so much about getting down the court and getting a quick two to virtually triple up Randolph, and you just got a little ahead of yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Schooling with the INT. And we go the other way. Vollert.
Turnovers.
Addy goes baseline all the way underneath the basket. Round two. Claire Nelson on top of the wheel. Jake Galinsky right side with 30 seconds to go. Don't have to hurry right now. Got plenty of time. You got a 19-point lead and the ball. Nelson with 25 seconds to go. Schooley on top. She's going to try to turn the edge. Goes to the basket.
Oh,
got it!
Man!
My goodness, what a shot by Anna Schooley. She got hit on the arm, still managed to get the shot off, used the glass, and got it to go.
And she had one heck of a scream when she made it. Well, that was Michael Jordan-esque, the intensity on her face. Wonderful to see that out of a high school athlete.
Tessa Sadowski picks up the first foul. Free throw on the way, and nothing but the bottom of the net. 33-11 with 20 seconds remaining in half number one. Royals on top of the Rockets. Minima with the left-hand dribble. Gets to the left side. Harassed over there by Jake Linsky. Around to Drews. Back over to Minima with 4 seconds. Three. Grieger let a three-ball fly as it looked like last night. This one doesn't fall like it did last evening. And we have come to the end of half number one. Another very impressive showing by the Assumption Royals, as they grab a 33-11 halftime advantage. As we send it back to our studio, Seth Habiger working his magic. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to Royal Basketball, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Clover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Clover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low close to 30. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 50s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer Monday, high low 60s. 60 for a high, then temps drop for Tuesday, windy with areas of rain and snow. Current temp is 30.
Walk toward the light till you find the sun. to see your face again. It's been a while. Am I doing well? I get by somehow. You sure look good since your new love came in your life. You know I didn't see that fire in you. He's found. Oh, but I can see it now. Oh, I never saw that look in your eyes, and I never had you hold me that tight, and I never saw it now. Holding him, you never looked more beautiful. Letting go has been so hard on me, and sitting here, it's clear to see what he means to you. The way you look at him, it ain't no mystery. He's all I couldn't be. Oh, I never saw that look in.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Back here at Assumption High School in this Division 5 Sectional 4 Regional Final as the Assumption Royals, playing a very good first half of basketball, lead the Rockets of Randolph, who happen to be ranked 10th in Division 5, 33-11. The Royals all over the top of the Rockets thus far. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Chad Kaufman's Randolph Rockets, not a lot of scoring to talk about. A couple of players with 4 points apiece, Maya Moldenhauer and Logan Grieger. After that, it was Leah Vandergalian for two and 1 point for Maddie Miedema. 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 12 times. For the Assumption Royals, a little bit more scoring there, as you might imagine, as Anna Schooley leading the way with 11 points. Addie Vollert just a tick behind with 10. 8 for Sarah Shaw, 4 for Claire Nelson, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. And the Royals have also just turned it over 4 times. And Michael tells us that at halftime, looks like the winner of this game probably playing Lord's Academy, number 6 in state. They lead Oakfield 40-20 at the break.
Yeah, that game slated, this next game with the sectional semifinal is slated as of right now at Oshkosh West. Well, talking to our good friend Steve Maves the other night, you know, if it is that game, I really don't think they play that game in Oshkosh. I could see kind of a middle ground game being, you know, maybe Wapaka, Partyville maybe. I can't imagine it would be right in Lourdes' backyard, but then again, Olort, who knows?
You never know. Guess we'll keep you abreast of what happens after tonight's contest between the Royals and the Rockets, as well as Lourdes and Oakfield.
Right, and that's the other thing. Remember last year, Andy, in this game, it was going to be Edgar and Assumption, and that game was originally supposed to be at Wausau West, the old three dubs, and they moved it to Marshfield.
That's right.
So they moved that like 2 days before.
Wouldn't surprise us.
Yeah, it's all bets are off when it comes to scheduling with the WIA.
So the Royals with the basketball as we start the final 18 minutes here of this regional final. And they'll be coming towards Michael and myself here in half number two. And we're underway with Anna Schooley catching the inbounds, and handing it off to Addie Vollert, Sarah Shaw, Claire Nelson, and Jordan Jaglinski, the starting five on the court for Assumption. Jaglinski over to Vollert. She fakes the three. She goes to the basket, lays up the right-hand layup, and overlays it. It was, again, now we have a really good look at how unabated that was to the rim like they had in the first half. It almost like they feel they've got to just come with some pressure, but they don't. They just give her a wide-open look, but unfortunately for her, she was unable to convert. Grieger down on the baseline, left-hand turnaround. She got a really friendly roll, but it still fell off the rim, and Anna Schooley gets the rebound, leaves it for Vollert. She'll take it across the 10-second line, and again, man-to-man pressure being employed by the Rockets. Top of the key, that's Schooley with the basketball. Little jab step to the right, goes back to the left and reloads the offense in the hand of Schooley. Claire Nelson rotates the perimeter. Schooley baseline, they double team her this time. Get it around to the hands of Shaw. They tried to go back door to Addie Vollert. Couldn't get it to her, so they keep it out on top instead. Now Vollert pops out with the help. Pounces once, twice, three times. Now crosses it over and goes to the top of the wheel with the dribble. Trying to set things up, can't quite get what they want. Got a little four down low that they're trying to run. Get it on the left side of Jaglinski, get a screen. Being very patient, no reason not to be, leading it by 22. Lob it to Schooley, she caught it, she got hit on the arm, and they got to call it because it didn't go, and it's going to be two free throws for Anna Schooley.
A foul is coming up on zero, so that's Moldenhauer, so she's got her second, first of the second half.
The only free throw and Anna shot in the first half was a backside of three-point play, and she knocked it down. Second time she shot here tonight, and she's hit them both. She now has 12 points, and she'll shoot the second as well here with the 23-point Royal lead. Played a minute and a half here in half number two, and this one she leaves short. Rebound is secured by Miedema. Dribbles it just short of the timeline, passes it up ahead to Sadowski. Hand it off to Vandergalen, who throws it right into the hands of Jaglinski.
Wrestling match out there.
She couldn't hold on to it. And speaking of wrestling matches, how about Carter Freeman?
Yeah, might not have heard it here first, but you're going to hear it here. 46th state champion in Rapids Wrestling history. Carter Freeman got it done. 3-1 victory over Cooper, Easton Cooper of DC Everest. Got it. It was tied 1-1, third period. Final seconds, Carter was able to sneak out a takedown into elation in the athletic director's office here. The elation was me, because I love seeing the Rapids kids succeed. And great for him. And then they've got Team State coming up next week. So who knows? Freeman might be two titles in a week, a team and an individual.
Anna Schooley gets called for a hold down low on the baseline. So Rockets will reload and get it on top to the hands of Vandergalia. She'll hand it off to Moldenhauer. 16 minutes, 2 minutes gone by here in half number two. A little jab step, Moldenhauer goes back on top. It's Vandergalen with it. Three ball on the way, high arcing shot. That's going to come up short. Anna Schooley with the rebound as Miedema couldn't get it to fall. Jaglinski trying to get inside to Vollert. It's knocked out of bounds. Ball comes right below us. But it'll be Assumption basketball. 15:40 remaining in the ballgame. Coach Klein saying, break hard, got to run crisp. So easy to get complacent, isn't it, with a 23-point lead? Got to be careful, right? Oh, nice bounce pass on the baseline.
Clearance.
That was Sarah Shaw to Claire Nelson on the assist from Shaw, and it's 36-11. Now they come with a 1-2-2 pressure, do the Royals. Get it to Moldenhauer in the middle of the pressure, and they break the timeline. Sadowski. Every once in a while, it looks like she takes a little extra slide, but they're not calling it. And Schooley knocking it out of bounds on the intended pass for Grieger, who will stay right there and inbound it for the Rockets. 36-11. It's been all Royals right from the get-go here tonight. And as Grieger tries to get the ball inbounds to Moldenhauer, Claire Nelson just slaps at it and knocks it away out of bounds, and we're just a little bit closer to the corner of the gymnasium, straight across from Michael and myself here.
That defense is just so tough.
They really have quick hands, don't they?
Yeah.
Vandergalien with the dribble. Shaw almost poked it away from her, just speaking of that. She's on the left wing, over the top to Miedema, back over to Vandergalien. Rieger on the baseline. About 7 feet beyond the arc right now is Miedema.
They can't get their inside game going.
They don't even really try real hard to get it in there, do they?
No.
They're just very content to work it around the outside, and then you run into the quick hands of Sarah Shaw. Here goes Moldenhauer to the basket. She'll put it up and miss it.
Layups are hard, and I'll say for them, too.
Difference is it wasn't unabated. There was a lot more pressure that time as she tried to put that layup up. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Klein because he's afraid there's going to be a five-second call on the other side. He's going to take a 30. Let's take one with him. We're back with more from Assumption. You're listening to WIRI.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others. And some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student-athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
City running through my veins like tiny bubbles in a champagne.
14 and a half minutes still to go here. Royals with the basketball and a 25-point advantage. It'll be Addie Voller to inbound for Assumption. Gets it to Anna Schooley. Backdoor cut, Sarah
Shaw.
Nice. Oh, my goodness.
There's no stopping that.
It's just, they make it look effortless.
Yeah.
38 to 11 Royals. Now they come with a more pressure, 1-2-2 once again. Again, Moldenhauer standing right at half court, catches the pass, almost loses it from behind. Vandergalien back to Moldenhauer, and a little bump that time. That was about the first call that they made tonight. That was just with minor contact.
Right.
Everything else has been pretty obvious. So the Rockets to inbound it. Moldenhauer on the left side. And again, only two fouls on Shaw. Her and Schooley with two fouls, that's it. Only foul trouble. Moldenhauer also has two, but nobody with more for either team. And now Schooley gets a hand on it. Grieger almost lost it. Go baseline and a travel. Going to be called on Vandergalien. She went to the floor. I thought maybe call a bump, but I think it was a good call that time. She was a little out of control, and you don't want to see somebody out of control getting rewarded.
No, no, no.
38-11, 13:45 still remaining. Royals with the basketball. As Voller thought about coming baseline. If she could have beat Grieger that time, she would have had a layup again, but she couldn't quite get the step that time. And he now takes it to the right elbow and then backs it off to the top of the wheel. Claire Nelson pops out with the help. Left-hand side, Voller rotated it around. Lob it back inside Schooley. She'll catch it with the left hand, put it up with the right. Sarah Shaw almost got that rebound, but instead Grieger grabs it out of there. And it'll be Randolph basketball with 13:15 to go and the Royals by 27. Nice look underneath. There they go to Moldenhauer. She caught it and finished it. And
full timeout coming.
Yep, Coach Kaufman wants the full. Let's go with him. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mankey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mankey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Woo!
Well, we got an update. Contest between the Oaks of Oakfield and Lord's Academy. Lord's up 52-28 with 13 minutes to go in that ball game. Winner of that contest takes on, more than likely, the Assumption Royals, unless they have a major collapse here in the next 13 minutes.
Bite your tongue.
Schooley with the basketball. Over to Vollert. Slams on the brakes, gets triple teamed, ball goes out of bounds. I'll say last touched by Moldenhauer.
That was close.
Maya wanted it to go her way, but yeah, couldn't talk the official into it.
Sometimes there's just no talking to those guys, you know.
Jaglinski, the lob to Schooley. Back over to Shaw. Sarah Pons it once and then goes back out to Vollert. She'll go up with a shot. Puts it up. No. Claire with the rebound. Over to Sarah Shaw. Short on the shot. I'll say that fast five times.
Sarah Shaw
short on the shot.
I'm going to stop before I say something I'm not supposed to say on the radio. Accidentally, of course.
Vandergalian with it. She goes on top to Sadowski. Over to Grieger. Back around to Vandergalian. Miedema. Grieger. Oh, nice look underneath the Moldenhauer. That's nice. Two in a row that they've gotten down, though. Good looks. They were able to go kind of a little bit of a high-low there. 38-15. Now we're down to 12 minutes remaining. Kind of extending the pressure right now. And the three ball on the way.
Oh!
Jordan Jaglinski, you know, that's her first points of the ball game.
Yeah, it is.
And it was a huge three to make it 41-15. More pressure again. Long pass up ahead. Vandergalian put it up and in. Got behind the defense that time, and Leah has 4 points. And here we've got Schooley up ahead on the right side, spotting up a three box.
Oh!
Flashed it down. Anna Schooley now with 15 points. Now, if you add to a two with a three every time, it's going to be tough to lose.
Yeah, it is.
Miedema across the timeline, behind the back with the dribble. Sarah Shaw reaches in, gets the steal. Here come the Royals the other way. Jaglinski stops, leaves it for Vollert. Can't find a secondary cutter, so she'll just reload the offense instead. Look out for the tie-up from behind, and they got a jump ball. Should be Rockets, right?
No, it's Royals.
Oh,
ball.
Royals, excuse me.
Arrow's coming this way. It'll flip, though, so yeah, you're almost right.
I think we'll give them a turnover on the flipping of the arrow.
Yep.
44-17, 11:07 here in half number two in this regional final from Assumption. Anna Schooley catches, turns. Over to Vollert. Three ball. Yes,
oh!
Again. Three quick three balls for the Royals. And Coach Kaufman's like, it's not bad enough that they're running us out of the gym. Now they're shooting us out of it as well.
Shooting down the Rockets.
Ooh.
This is a no-fly zone.
10:40 to go. 47-17. Royals by 30. Sadowski switches pivot's foot, but they let him play on. Grieger put up the runner. Got it. Logan Grieger, the 5'11 senior, now with 6 points. Schooley on the baseline, back out on top to Vollert. Maddie will take it to the top of the wheel. Goes to Jaglinski, back over to Schooley, 14-footer, yes.
Got it.
Anna Schooley with 6.5, 17 on the ball game.
We're getting close to that runtime mark again, Randy.
We are. Love to see it. Long pass up ahead, nice catch by Moldenhauer. Almost one timeline there. It's hard to tell with that circle. There's no line through it.
Yeah.
Grieger has a bounce off her knee as reaching in with Sarah Shaw. Fortunately for the Rockets, it went right to Moldenhauer. Now she dribbles it twice before going to Miedema. Miedema will go to Vandergalian. Left side, that's Sadowski. Royals 2-3 zone. And again, Rockets just having a hard time getting it down low, and when they do, it gets double-teamed down there. They get it to Grieger on the elbow. Kick it back out. Long three ball on the way. That crawls over the rim, but crawls out. Anna Schooley there for position and the rebound once again.
It's just a bad bounce there. I thought that was going in.
Looked good for Miedema, but didn't fall, did it?
No.
Schooley, every time she looks to go against Grieger on the baseline, she just kind of goes, I probably shouldn't. And she gets a smile on her face. It's like adorable. Here's a little runner by Schooley. Oh, did that get a friendly bounce?
Oh, boy.
Anna that time turned from about 5 feet away, kind of flatlined it, and it hit the back of the rim and went in. And
timeout.
Coach Kaufman says, we're getting tired. We need a timeout. So do those guys in the white table. The good guys we told you about.
Yeah. Well, which one?
But gives us a chance to do a little business as well.
Yep. You know, we always talk about it. They're a great friend and sponsor of these games, Econ Electric. I want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 on weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners.
8 minutes and 53 seconds to go.
That went a lot more smooth than last night, didn't it?
Most of it was in English.
That's right.
That's because we were being pirates last night. 51-19. Royals comfortably on their way to the sectional semis this year.
You scallywag, you.
There's Moldenhauer back out to Greer, put up the jumper, comes up short, but the long rebound is run down and back over to Greer. Nice pass that time by Miedema to Greer for two. 30-point lead for the Royals. 8.5 remaining. Three ball, Jaglinski.
Oh!
So much for the 30-point lead. Let's revise that and make it 33. 8:20 to go.
I said it last night. I'll say it tonight. This is starting to get a little out of control.
Oh, speaking of out of control,
that pass.
Miedema just rifled it out of bounds over the head of Reagan Drews, the 5'8 senior.
You could say that rocket pass was airmailed.
Oof. I think Drews had to be about 6'5 to be able to catch that one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nope. 8 minutes. Now Grieger gets the steal as Kavanaugh almost returned the favor and stole it back, but wasn't quite able to hang on to it. So they only have the Royals for 6 turnovers tonight.
Yes, that's what I got, 2 in the second half.
Exactly 8 minutes to go. Looks like the Royals are going to play 2-3 out of this inbounds play. Quite often wise to play a zone out of an inbounds play so you don't get an easy screen and layup out of it. That's exactly what they did right there. Moldenhauer. Meet him on the right side, inside of Greger. She'll put up the little teardrop and hit it again. Just kind of surprised they haven't done more of that tonight. I mean, she goes 5'11". She's got the size advantage and nice soft touch, too.
Yeah. Those last couple baskets, it's been hasn't been forced. It's just been a light touch, and she's been able to convert.
Of course, part of the problem is that the Royals have put a lot of pressure on her. Now Greger just gets the steal as pass was deflected. And here go the Rockets the other way as we approach the 7-minute mark. 54-23, Royals by 31. Long high pass. Trying to hook up once again, this time with Moldenhauer. And once again, Miedema with a little bit too much air under that pass.
I think I think the Royals are kind of looking to deliver that knockout blow and get some run time going. I mean, what, up 31 points, it's got to be, what, 35?
Schooley and Jaglinski take a seat. Claire Nelson, Lydia Smith's back out there for the Royals. Sarah Shaw on top of the wheel. Vollert. Smith's on the baseline. Back around to Vollert. Under 7 minutes to go now. Of course, we'll have the giving out of the plaque at the end of the contest to the regional champion. Mike will probably get out on court for that.
Give it a try.
Kavanaugh tipped momentarily, but picked up by Vollert. Royals just running a little bit of offense here. Ooh, Smith's got rocked pretty hard that time. And I think they're going to get the whistle against, see if it is against, Faith Steemsma, 5'8 senior. First time we've seen her out here tonight. We're kind of talking to a couple of people off air. Nobody seemed to know the answer if that's actually Greg Steemsma's daughter. As the first free throw comes up short for Lydia. Lydia had a nice ball game last night, didn't she?
Yeah, 7 points up by my horrible recollection. Mm-hmm. So,
me too.
Yeah, she had a great night, and she's one of those players that she was a manager, and she came back on the court when the Royals started getting injuries to pile up, and she's done a great job being that 6th, 7th, 8th player off the bench of the Royals, just giving them depth they really needed.
Misses both of the free throws, however.
Yeah.
And the Rockets go the other way. Put up a runner. Good for Moldenhauer. And she'll earn the backside and go for the old three-point play as Claire Nelson gets whistled for her first, team's third. So Moldenhauer now, the leading scorer in the Rockets if she can hit this free throw. She and Grieger with 10 points each, and she is now the leading scorer. She has 11. 54-26, 6 minutes to go here from Assumption. Last home game of the year for the Lady Royals. Men will be here on Tuesday. The Smiths has it ripped away, and there was a last touch by...
Girl just rolled an ankle just standing there.
I think it was Drew's.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
And she had her... She was getting her ankle taped up when I was talking to her before the game, and maybe she kind of tweaked it a little bit there.
Yeah, it was one of those where you just stand there, and all of a sudden, boom, your ankle rolls, and it's... Oof. Ouch. She's limping worse and worse as she goes. Hope it was just... If you have to hope for anything, hope it was just an ankle and not a knee as well.
Yeah, she was getting that left ankle taped up when I was talking to her, and... She maybe just tweaked that left ankle again. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. So it'll be Rocket basketball. As they say, that ball was last touched by Assumption. There's a quick little 7-foot jumper that doesn't go for Vandergalien. And the rebound secured by Assumption. 5.5 minutes remaining. Claire Nelson left wing. You know what I like about the Rockets? They're in a zone right now, but they're flying to the ball.
They are.
Face it, they're down 28 points. This game is all but over with the final score, and yet they are flying around.
Nice move, Claire.
Pass. Claire Nelson from Anna Schooley. Claire's now got 8 points as she caught it on the left side of the basket and kissed it off the glass for two. 56-26. 5 minutes to go. Miedema with the dribble. Goes again, Sarah Shaw. Tried to get it to Grieger that time. Couldn't make the connection. Ball comes free. Picked up by Nelson. Up ahead, Sarah Shaw. Just kind of back it off. I think if the score was different, she would have rushed to the basket that time on the left side. She said, let's just back it off here. Smiths. Back over to Shaw. Around the outside. Claire. Smiths. Kavanaugh. Out on top. Nelson. Underneath again to Schooley. Cross it to... Shaw tried to anyway before Vandergalien knocked it out of bounds with 4:29 remaining.
With scores like this, sometimes coaches put in like a 3-pass rule or whatever before you take a shot. Well, this one might have been a 13-pass rule before they can take a shot. That's just how much the Royals are moving the ball around.
You can hear coach saying, rotate it, rotate it. And now we're going to push from the back on Steemsma. Just like that, she's picked up two. Good to see the senior in the ball game, her last game of her career here. They have a Moldenhauer's a senior, Vandergalien's a senior, Rieger's a senior, Steemsma's a senior. Schooley's a shot maker as she knocks it down. And also Regan Drews, who hurt that ankle, is a senior. So a lot of seniors on this
squad.
They're
going to be reloading here for the next year or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad. You know, I mean, they're going to take some losses here and there, but they're a good program. Coach Kaufman's, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Under 4 minutes now. Good little roll. Moldenhauer up and in. She turned the edge that time. Got it over the top of the rim. She has 9.5, 13 on the ball game. She could have connected on a few of those threes in the first half. She'd be having herself a 20.